Hi, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. For a Tuesday morning, where are we going today, or who are we speaking about today?
I'm going to tell you about John Fitzmaurice Guy Luther,
right,
who was born in Dublin on the 26th of March 1870, the son of an Anglican rector. He was one of three sons who all became doctors. Guy graduated from Trinity College Dublin and came to Australia in the late 1800s. Mm. And he practiced in Bundaberg from 1897. At the age of 30, he married Ida Mowbray, whose father was the police magistrate in town. And Guy and Ida had four children, Jean, Pat, Betty and Teddy. Now, Guy established his private practice at Mrs. Faircloth's home at 257 Bourbong Street in June 1897. That's where the big Ampol service station is now.
Oh, yes, yep.
6 months later, he moved it to Wangara Street opposite the Queen's Theatre, and the clinic times were 9 till 11, 2 till 4 and 6 till 8.
Well, I guess, obviously, with hours like that and very well known in the town, that's my only assumption. I guess I'm right, maybe.
He was, Daniel. He was well known and well loved. He was very active in the community. He was involved in the beginnings of horse racing in Bundaberg. He was a founding member of the Burnett Club, and he was very well known as a generous man. Now, he practiced medicine in Bundaberg for 17 years when, in October 1914, he answered the call and left Queensland in the 2nd Contingent Medical Officer for the 15th Battalion. The battalion was raised 6 weeks after the outbreak of World War I in 1914. Three quarters were volunteers from Queensland and the rest were from Tasmania. Now, Daniel, you know that all those who served this country in World War I were volunteers.
Yep.
Now, with the 13th, 14th and 16th Battalions, they formed the 4th Brigade, and you know who commanded them.
I know who that is. That is Colonel John Monash.
Absolutely. The 4th Brigade were at the Gallipoli landing on the 25th of April, 1915, and it is said that Dr. Guy Luther worked without sleep for 4 days and four nights, wow, tending to the wounded. The 15th Battalion suffered extremely heavy casualties. Now, on the 25th of August 1915, the much-awaited mail arrived, and Guy received a parcel from home. It was a red handkerchief and a box of chocolates. He took out the hanky and tied it around his neck, and he shared the chocolates with the soldiers around him. And later in the day, the casualties were very heavy, so Dr. Luther decided to leave his dugout and take his dressing station right near the firing line.
Wow.
And that was where he sustained a fatal wound. Mm. Captain McGregory of the 16th Battalion carried him to the beach, but Captain Luther never recovered consciousness. Mm. 1 week later, it was the melancholy duty of Reverend Beasley, the rector of Christchurch, to deliver the news to Dr. Luther's wife. It came in a cablegram from her sister, Nurse Norma Mowbray, who was stationed at Heliopolis in Egypt, and it finished with the words, "Please break the news to Mrs. Luther."
Wow, I can only imagine how Mrs. Luther reacted. How did the town respond?
The sad news spread all over Bundaberg very quickly. The papers said that the city was stricken with despondency. All the flags in Bundaberg were placed at half-mast. Now, Dr. Guy Luther was buried at No. 2 Outpost Cemetery in Gallipoli, a small cemetery looking out over Anzac Cove, and his epitaph reads, "Their glory shall never be blotted out."
Angela Thuris, our 4BU historian, joins us this morning talking about John Fitzmaurice Guy Luther. Now, Angela, where is he remembered in Bundaberg?
His name is on the beautiful Soldiers' Memorial in Bourbon Street. It's also on the honour roll at Christchurch, on the honour roll at the Australian War Memorial, and also at Trinity College in Dublin. Now, Daniel, I'd like to just finish with a few lines from a poem that was written by a soldier of the 15th Battalion.
Of course.
And it says this, "He was only our company doctor, but his courage was strong and real. His hand never held a rifle, but his heart was as true as steel. When God shall command his heroes above to be judged on high, you shall find engrossed on that sacred scroll the name of our Dr. Guy.
Wow, very moving this morning. Really do appreciate your time in telling us about John Fitzmaurice Guy Luther, certainly an icon in the Bundaberg region. And yeah, really do appreciate your time this morning telling us all about John.
Thanks, Daniel.
And before you go, tell us about your Facebook page.
I've got a page called Bundaberg Our History, and I'm going to share some photographs of Guy Luther so people can go on there and have a look.
Angela Lathouris, our 4BU historian, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.
It's 1332 4BU.